Redrawing Ohio's congressional map goes beyond just the recent federal court ruling, according to House Minority Leader Amelia Sykes. She notes voters have approved two ballot issues since 2015 to change districts, one for state legislative offices and another for congressional districts.
People, quite frankly, are sick and tired of unfair, gerrymandered via partisan political lines, and they want something that reflects their communities. And they've asked us to do that, and it is incumbent upon us to provide that and to do the work that they've asked us to do.
Sykes is co-chair of the Legislative Task Force on Redistricting. She's calling on the task force to start the process of creating a new congressional map before the 2020 election, despite the government's fight to appeal the ruling that orders a new map to be drawn by June 14th.
This federal court decision put us on notice and is letting us know that should we come up with something that is improper or unconstitutional or deemed to be partisan gerrymandering, we will have to do this all over again. So that says to me, we should spend a little bit more time on this issue and start this process now rather than sitting on our hands.
The state's two U.S. senators are also weighing in on the issue. Both are former members of Congress. As Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown notes, none of Ohio's 16 districts have switched parties since the districts were redrawn for 2012.
The gerrymandering was done so efficiently and precisely and politically by the majority party, who happens to be the Republicans in this state.
Brown also makes the case for urgency in starting the process to redraw the maps.
The court said the voters of Ohio, the citizens of Ohio, are entitled to a change because Republican redistricting for a decade has violated their rights. So we don't wait two more years for citizens to be able to choose their members of Congress rather than their members of Congress choosing their voters. It's as simple as that.
Republican U.S. Senator Rob Portman has a somewhat different take.
What most people who I respect who are looking at this are saying is, why not let the process go forward that we just voted on?
As Portman points out, the 2018 ballot issue to change the district drawing system displayed an overwhelming support for reform. But he says Ohioans voted for that change to take place by 2022.
It's a process that we just voted on. I voted for it, but so did a vast majority of Ohioans. And I think we ought to let that system work. It's supposed to be reshaping the lines after the census, which is coming up next year.
The task force Sykes wants to get started is a bipartisan panel, which includes Republican State Senate President Larry Opoff as co-chair. He says it may not necessarily be the work of the task force, but maybe a legislative committee. However, Opoff notes that the Senate is in a busy period with a budget coming their way.
But, we can tackle a lot of different issues at the same time if necessary. We're considering our options right now.
Opoff also notes that there's a legal process that he thinks needs to play out. Two other states, Maryland and North Carolina, have similar cases they're appealing in the U.S. Supreme Court. Republican state officials have suggested rulings in those cases could impact Ohio. But Sykes says the task force can be seeking answers to questions now, so they're prepared.
People are going to be watching Ohio to see how we do this. We have a different process for both the legislative and congressional, state legislative and congressional districts, and they're going to see if we're going to mess it up. And so let's not give the opportunity to mess it up and get it right by starting early.
The court ruled that if Ohio doesn't have a map drawn by June 14th, or if the map is still found to be unconstitutional, the court can step in and draw their own map. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.